Now, do you have a vision for the future of what Sydney will be like? Or do you like telling stories? Well, Storybox is a fantastic project that is right up your alley. I'm joined by Director of SM Projects, Sarah Barnes, to talk more about this fascinating initiative that is in here in Sydney right at the moment. Sarah, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. It's great to be on the show this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Now, oh my God, okay, so Storybox is out now. It's in Darling, it's outside the Darling Square Library. It's in Exchange Square. It's there until the 30th of June. How can people get involved?
Yeah, so we would love for people to contribute to the Storybox activation as it's currently running. We have a particular focus on imagining transformation and change in the city of Sydney. And so we're inviting people to go to our website and contribute a future vision of Sydney. And we will take a selection and essentially animate these and bring these to life on the digital Storybox in Darling Square.
Oh my God. Okay. So you walk into the digital Storybox in Darling Square and potentially your story is like there? Is that how it
works?
Yes.
You don't actually walk into the box. So it's a cube. But think of it like it's a digital cube. It's got two LED screens on either side.
Yep.
And we also have solar panels on the roof and two sides, really pointing to the potential to make any kind of building out of solar panels and to think about where we're getting our energy from.
Why are you looking to, you know, we as the locals or the listeners for these stories? Why not just hire like a whole group of, you know, animators or authors or writers? What is it about getting the public involved?
Yeah, so I should say that we do actually work with a lot of different partners and artists and storytellers as well. So Storybox is presented also with organisations like the National Film and Sound Archive, the ABC, CSIRO, the Film, Television and Radio School. So there's lots of stuff going on Storybox. But I think really what we're driven by, what we're passionate about in doing a project like this is actually bringing kind of everyday stories to the surface. I look around Sydney, any city that I'm in, we see so many digital screens that are now just used for advertising. And I just think that is such a wasted opportunity. There's so much going on in a place. I really want to be able to celebrate the creativity that's local, but also provide a different kind of environment for storytellers to publish and showcase their work.
Oh, that's really cool. Okay, so your work can potentially be up alongside works of other local people and then other professionals as well. That's really cool. And what has the response been so far?
Well, we've been running these Storybox programs since October last year. We've actually got one running in the city of Parramatta.
Oh, cool.
And we also are going to be launching in Vivid this year, which is very exciting. That's kind of new news. So we have lots of different opportunities. We love the way that we get like local residents writing about their places. We get people who are sharing their visions for a climate positive future. We work with school groups. We work with community activists. Lots of different groups that we've been talking to. So seeing people share a story that is kind of a bit different to what you might see, you know, just on your social media feed. It has a different kind of quality. That's what we love to see up on Storybox. Something that's a bit imaginative, something that maybe is a bit speculative or a bit personal that really brings a new vision to life in the city.
Oh, that is so amazing. Okay, so where, and I will link this obviously in the show notes when I podcast the story later to our website so people can check it out there. But where if they want to jump on this morning, where can they go to get involved?
Yeah, so if you go to storybox.co /Sydney, you can find out more about the program there.
About the program.
And how to contribute.
Sarah Barnes, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's a fascinating, fascinating project, and I really hope everyone gets involved and gets their stories out to you.
Thanks so much. It's great to talk to you this morning.